This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com or agenda21radio.com.news. I'm sorry. Oh, hello. Anyway, also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We got our fourth constitutional convention coming up, and that's going to be on the 17th and 18th of this month down in Fresno, California. And we're really excited about that. A lot of people are going to be showing up. It's going to be a banner day for New California, banner 2 days, actually. Big things happening about constitutional convention, about information coming up. So anyway, stay tuned for more of that. And, just tons of things happening about that. We're going to be talking about that in the third hour. But we're going to also be talking about what is going on in Venezuela. And then President Donald Trump is going to declare the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization. You've heard me say this many, 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 many times for many, many years. That then, of course, we were saying Obama should do that. I said, right, good luck with that. But we were pounding on the table saying it should happen. Look at all the issues that would go. Look at all the stuff that would happen in terms of what law enforcement, everybody else would have to do about the Muslim Brotherhood. And, of course, their aligned organizations that have been absolutely trying to destroy this country, like CARE. All those organizations would go away. And, of course, all you need to do is just dive into the history of the Muslim Brotherhood. And look how many countries even around the world outlaw the Muslim Brotherhood because they are a known terrorist organization. Hello. We just cannot have these people running around in our midst. That's the point. You know, if you want to come here and you want to, you know, for freedom of religion, that's what the First Amendment's all about. But, you know, we need to be kept free from terrorism. That's what the Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution is all about. So those are the things that are really, really important to understand. Anyway, so we got a lot of things going on. The big push, of course, is going to be for a number of Bill Barr is due any time. We might chime in on some of the live action stuff that's going on with Bill Barr because he's supposed to be fisticuffs. Mueller has set him up, you know, and all this stuff. And, of course, what the whole notion about this false narrative about Russia is now they've got to continue the narrative, right? This is all they have is a narrative. And now there's people who stumble into things like Bill Barr. He's now the attorney general. Is he going to be making mistakes as he gets up there? Is he going to be telling people a lie as he's up there? I mean, those are the kind of things that that people have to pay attention to. In other words, has Mueller set up Barr? No. I think that you're going to there's no there. Even on this one, this is the head fake is what we're getting. The there head fake. And so anyway, we want to make sure that everybody sees or gets an audio glimpse of this. We're going to be covering that. And like I said, also the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, what is going on in Venezuela? I think that's sort of the biggest story that's going on out there right now is what in the world is happening in Venezuela. And this is like the second day now, I guess you would say, of the Guaido attempt at the overthrow. And I was kind of figured it would explode in April and May, and there's a number of other things going on in April, had gone on in April, setting up for May, I think, for a lot of different things. But this thing that's happening right now in Venezuela is a big tipping point, absolutely a big tipping point. And one of the things that they say here is that Trump bet on Guaido being tested right now. This is one of the articles that's up there. Also, May Day in Caracas is the big thing. And there's another thing going on is Armageddon rioting breaks out in Paris. We're finally, I think, see, this is the thing about the way they do extremism, the way they change governments in other countries is they usually will start out with these protests and then ultimately it gets to be violent. And the French are very, very big on this sort of thing. But, you know, our country, we do things a lot differently. We do transitional things when we change governments. You know, you see this every 4 years or every 8 years or whatever when we change the president. There is a transition from one governmental system to the other. And just recently, of course, with the Obama administration, which was definitely trying to destroy this country. There's no doubt about what the Obama administration was up to. It, of course, retrospect, you look at everything now in the context of what we're seeing today. Everybody's blaming Trump for all these different ills that are around. They're leftover legacy things from the Obama administration. One of them being the abject, and I can remember this, allowing to come in to the White House and dictate terms, the Muslim Brotherhood, all during the entire Obama administration. They had an ever presence in the White House, which was known. And one of the, you know, we in 2012 were one of the first ones to indicate that. So these legacy issues that were hanging on, and we saw this whole thing that, you know, a real coup d'etat in our country as Obama was leaving office. He was setting up a coup d'etat for the incoming, newly elected president, Donald J. Trump. And that's this whole Russia thing. But we still had a peaceful process. This is a peaceful transition. There was no, you know, violence in the street, no shootings, no explosions. You know, there's people tried it. You know, we know about the Antifa and all this other good stuff. But, you know, what they do in Europe is over the top. It's always been this way. And so it's not a surprise that when we first heard something going on with the Gilets Jaunes movement, which turns out to be basically a protest against the ruling elite. Now, the ruling elite really are the people that are the globalists. And, you know, Macron, who's a Rothschild, we all know that. Anyway, he's ruling elite, and of course, everybody's being taxed to death in the middle class. They're being totally destroyed in the middle class. So they rise up, And, you know, we said in the New California State Movement, that's what they're rising up against, not just the ruling elite, but the globalist, who what we are rising up against in terms of New California, because we want to make a transition, and we say this all the time, we want to make a transition from California into a new state. And the Constitution of our government, this is the beauty of what we got in this country, allows us to do this. I mean, we have the God-given right to make these transitions. But, you know, in France, they don't have those God-given rights. They don't recognize God-given rights like we do in our own Constitution, which has been spelled out in the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. All these all the rights we have are God-given rights, not by government. Even though the Democrats want you to believe they give you those rights. See? You come over here, we give you those rights. We, the Democrats, give you those. And that's not true. Every right that we have is a God-given right, not a right given by the Democrats. But that's another issue. The issue I'm talking about is transitional government. And so when we saw this whole thing coming with the Zhilijiang movement, we recognized it. It's probably going to get violent. And I was saying that on the radio. These are things that should not be followed, the violence part of things. But, yeah, can we stand up against the ruling elite and the world-class people out there, the ones that play the class racist warfare and all that good stuff? Yes, we should be standing up against that. But now it looks like it's Armageddon. Rioting breaks out in Paris as extremist demonstrators hijack May Day protest. See, this is the other part of it. Who are these extremists hijacking the protest of Zhilijiang?
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, so Gilets Jaunes in France, en France, we're going to cover that story. I think follow it. We got it's just a packed day. Of course, it's the middle of the week. Naturally, it's a packed day. But we've got this whole thing going on with what we're seeing in Venezuela. And this is a big bet by the Trump administration on this Guaido guy. They definitely want to. Donald Trump definitely wants to have Guaido in power. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But the problem is you've got a lot of other combative and competitive influences in Venezuela now. Enter the Chinese. Enter, of course, the Cubans. Enter Russia. Just about everybody else, the unholy alliance is there against the United States and, of course, created the battlefield of Venezuela. So one of the things I wanted to do, and I've done this before because I think it's salient, that we probably take a look at what in the world is, what is Venezuela? Where is Venezuela? Some people don't even know where Venezuela is. It's not in Europe. Okay, it's not in Africa, it's not in Australia, it's not even in Asia. Asia plus, minus, or whatever. It's not there. Okay, it's not in Central America, although it's really close. Now we're getting warmer. See, this is what people don't really understand where these places are, and why the reference to them is so important to understand. Right. So this is the. This is the thing about Venezuela, and where Venezuela is it's right down south in South America. Okay. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be so, I am, because people just don't get it anymore. They really don't. They really don't get where these places are on the maps. You got to be able to study and understand, the maps of the world, the globe. And Venezuela sits really right on top of South America. It really does. It's the crowning, I guess you'd say the crown jewel, so to speak, and it's got some interesting Bolivian things. It's just really, a very, very interesting place. I've always been intrigued by Venezuela. I had some Venezuelan friends, actually, and had acquaintances in the swimming world back in the day when my daughter and everybody were in swimming and I was deeply engaged in all that stuff. And it was interesting. They were very very affluent people. You know, this was back in the 80s. And, you know, it was a different era, obviously, right? So there's some things that we need to understand and get some basis on because, you know, we hear things like Bolivian Republic and things like that in that area. And people get confused. They think it's Bolivia, and it's not. It's not at all. Hey, let's listen to the national anthem of this place.
Building a lot of wall. I want to thank...
Isn't that interesting? This is Glory al Bravo Pueblo. Glory to the brave people is what it is. And it's got little things in here about what they say about their national anthem. It's almost like the... You know, we have a Star-Spangled Banner. Bolivia has Glory to the Brave People. But Venezuela, American Spanish, okay? officially the Bolivian Republic of Venezuela. Bolivian Republic. Bolivarian, I guess you'd say, Republic of Venezuela. So it's a republic. Shocking. Maybe this is what we're talking about here on Agenda 21 Radio, right? It's a republic. And so is the United States, right? Aren't we a republic? Gosh, Paul, I guess so. And the answer to that is that yes, absolutely. We are a republic as well as they are a republic. Okay, so we're kind of getting there right now, right? We're kind of getting there. Is a country on the northern coast of South America consisting of a continental landmass and a large number of small islands and islets in the Caribbean Sea. The capital and largest urban agglomeration is the city of Caracas. It has a territorial expansion of 353,000 square miles. The continental territory is bordered on the north by the Caribbean Sea and the Atlantic Ocean, and on the west by Colombia and Brazil on the south. Trinidad and Tobago on the northeast, and to the east, Guyana. With this last country, the Venezuelan government maintains a claim for Guyana Esequiba, whatever that is, over an area, blah, blah, blah. That's okay. For its maritime areas, it exercises sovereignty over about 27,000 square miles of territorial water, blah, 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 continental shelf. The Orinoco River Delta is a big river delta that's part of the east. The territory known as Venezuela was colonized by Spain. Now, this is where we get into the dicey little details so you have an understanding here what's going on. Was colonized by Spain in 1522 amid resistance from indigenous peoples. Okay. In 1881, it became one of the first Spanish-American territories to declare shocking independence. 1811. What happened just 30-some years before? 1776? There you go, Paul. You're starting to get it. Right? 1776, there was a Declaration of Independence in the United States of America. And then, by 1811, Venezuela. Spanish-American territories to declare independence, which was not securely established until 1821. Another date was important there because that was also the same time in which Mexico was finally declared independent from Spain because they had their own thing going on. So 1811 to 1821, it matches the Spanish, the Mexican quest for independence as well. So Mexico and Venezuela declare independence and struggle from 1811 to 1821 at the same time. Aha, setting the stage for something else. When Venezuela was a department of the Federal Republic of Gran Colombia, when that happened, it gained full independence as a country in 1830, and during the 19th century, Venezuela suffered political turmoil and autocracy, remaining dominated by a regional caudillos, military strongmen. Until the mid-20th century, since 1958, the country has had a series of democratic governments. Democratic governments. Okay, democratic governments. Economic shocks in the 1980s and 90s led to several political crises, including the deadly Carrizo riots of 1989, two attempted coups in 1992, and the impeachment of President Carlos Andreas Perez for embezzlement of public funds in 1993. A collapse of confidence in the existing party saw the 1998 election of former coup-involved career officer Hugo Chavez and the launch of the Bolivarian Revolution. See, there's that term again, Bolivarian. The revolution began in the 1999 Constituent Assembly, where a new constitution of Venezuela was written. We'll be right back.
Here we go.
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We're talking about Venezuela. I'm trying to get everybody kind of situated because this is going to be a bigger breaking story on the world scene. And there's a lot of stuff out there about Venezuela and about the South American countries. Of course, there's been turmoil. They've tried in many situations to become a real republic, and they strive for that actually right now. And they call themselves a republic. I'm going to get to the definition here in a second. It's a what's been going on since Hugo Chavez, and where they kind of went south on some things, but they actually were doing quite well. And, of course, oil has been a big part of that. So we're going to talk about that also. But you have to be kind of oriented into the struggles of these people so you understand what is going on. Okay, and I guess the first thing we need to do is probably define what in the world is this Bolivarian Revolution is a political process in Venezuela that was led by Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, the founder of the Fifth Republic movement, and later the United Socialist Party of Venezuela. The Bolivarian Revolution is named for Simon Bolivar. Simon Bolivar. Here's another one. Goose Stepper himself. I probably never heard of this guy, but Simon Bolivar, an early 19th century Venezuelan and Latin American revolutionary leader, prominent in the Spanish-American Wars of Independence. The Spanish-American Wars of Independence and achieving the independence of most of southern northern South America from Spanish rule. According to Chavez and other supporters, the Bolivarian Revolution seeks to build an inter-American coalition to implement Bolivarianism, nationalism, and a state-led economy. State-led economy. Probably never heard of Simon Bolivar. Let's jump all over Simon Bolivar. I mean, he's got a million names. Simon Jose Antonio de Santimazua, Trinidad Bolivar, Palacios Ponte Blanco. That's his name. Also known as, generally known as Simon Bolivar. Very important. Very important as to who he was and what he was up to. Okay? Says he was born July 24th of July 1783. Okay. Generally known as Simon Bolivar, also colloquially El Liberator, of the Liberator, was a Venezuelan military and political leader who led the secession of what are currently the states of Venezuela, Bolivia, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Panama, and from the Spanish Empire. Simon Bolivar. Okay. Bolivar was born to a wealthy aristocratic Carrillo family and was common for their heirs of upper class families in his day. Was sent to be educated abroad at a young age, arriving in Spain when he was 16 and later moving to France. While in Europe, he was introduced to the ideas of enlightenment, which later motivated him to overthrow the reigning Spanish in colonial South America. Taking advantage of the disorder in Spain prompted by the Peninsular's War, Bolivar began his campaign for independence in 1806. Shocking! Get the date there, 1806. The campaign for independence for New Granada was consolidated with the victory of the Battle of Boyaca on August 7th, 1889. Later, he established and organized the National Congress within 3 years, despite a number of hindrances, including the arrival of an extremely large Spanish expeditionary force. The revolutionaries eventually prevailed, culminating in the Patriot Battle of the Battle of Carabobo in 1821, which effectively made Venezuela an independent country. Following his triumph over the Spanish monarchy, Bolivar participated in the foundation of the first union of the independent nations of Latin America of Gran Colombia, of which he was president from 1819 to 1830. The Bolivarian Revolution, get it? So what he's trying to do here now is they're trying to... there's a whole bunch of other stuff about Simon Bolivar. He's a very interesting character, actually. But we got to run for time here because we got other things going on. So the Bolivarian Revolution, you get where this Hugo Chavez comes in with the Bolivarian Revolution then. Now we go back to Venezuela and we talk about... It says the sovereign state is a federal presidential republic. Listen to this. This is Venezuela today. 23 states, the capital district covering Caracas, kind of like Washington, D.C., and federal dependencies covering, kind of like we have Puerto Rico and so on, covering Venezuela's offshore islands. Venezuela also claims all Guyanese territory west of the Escobedo River. 159, okay, we got that. Let's see. Other things, Venezuela is among the most... Venezuela is among the most urbanized countries in Latin America. The vast majority of Venezuelans live in the cities of the north, especially in the capital, Caracas, which is also the largest city in Venezuela. So here we have this urban-rural thing, right? Urban-rural thing. And I jump over to Reynolds versus Sims, all those people in Manhattan, and nobody in upstate New York, right? Population-wise, I'm saying, no. Oil was discovered in the 20th century, and today Venezuela has the world's largest known oil reserve. Now, keep this in mind. It's got all the wealth in the world, but what's the problem? And we're going to get to that. It has been one of the world's leading exporters of oil. Previously, the country was underdeveloped exporter of agricultural commodities such as coffee. I get my Agenda 21 radio coffee from... No, I don't. And cacao. But oil quickly became a... came to dominate exports and government revenues. In 1980's oil glut led to an external debt crisis and a long-running economic crisis. Inflation peaked at 100% in 1996, and poverty rates rose to 66% in 1995. Now, the precursor to all this, of course, there was a glut in the 1980s of oil, and the prices plummeted. Venezuela couldn't sell its oil. And a lot of reasons for that. There's a whole story as to why they couldn't sell their oil, and blah, blah, blah. But I don't want to get into that. But what happened was there's a huge economic crisis came about because they had external debt. They couldn't sell their oil to pay off the debt. So, man, inflation set in. And then in 1996, poverty rates rose to 66% in 1995. Per capita, the GDP fell to some of the lowest levels since 1963 and down to a third from 1978. The recovery of oil prices in the early 2000s, listen here now, gave Venezuela oil funds not seen since the 80s in the Venezuelan government under Hugo Chavez. Here's the pivotal point. Under Hugo Chavez. Then established the populist social welfare policies that initially boosted. So this is where they socialism worked here. That's because they had all this money. So let's redistribute the money. Get it? Now, no one's earning anything here. Money's just being redistributed. There's no development other than money coming in from, when you live on the cycles of just one commodity, you get socialism. Anyway, we come back, we're going to explore more socialism in Venezuela. We're at that tipping point of them becoming socialist and at the crux of the problems today. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We want to remind everybody about New California. Visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. Excuse me. I've got to have some more coffee. Agenda 21 Radio coffee with the beans I don't think come from Venezuela. I have to check it out. I know they're South American beans. That's for sure. Caracas, Caracas. I see, I got to get that Caracas, Caracas thing. Down. All right, here we go. You're drinking coffee right in front of you, right in front of your ears. I hope it sounds delicious, because I'll tell you, it is lip-smacking good. I haven't heard that one in a while, huh? I don't know where that came from. The inner recesses of the cortex of my mind. Okay, so where we left off was we were talking about the right at the crux of real socialism in with Hugo Chavez coming in. The economy was changing. The prices of oil, they discovered oil. Remember, they discovered oil and said, wait a minute, this is really a big deal for us. This is around, when did they discover the largest known oil reserves in the 20th century? They had oil gluts, so they discovered this. Everything started to change around the 1960s for them. It says inflation peaked and rose in 66% by 95. So they had all this stuff was going on in the 80s. Their prices for gas, for oil plummeted because there was a glut on the market. And, of course, now they did not have an economy that you would say is a free market economy. In other words, you could have, if you have a free market economy, basically you have all these different things that you are developing, building, creating, and exporting, importing. You got a free market that's being obviously guided by the government that allows the free exchange of ideas and all the things that go along with a free market economy. So all of your basic goods and services are really kind of covered by the, you know, the ebb and flow of people buying and selling and all this other good stuff, right? Well, they didn't have that. They had one thing that they could do, and that was sell oil. And income from that was used, basically redistributed. That's really what was going on. So by the 1980s, all of a sudden, shocking, that just didn't happen. So along comes the 1990s, and all of a sudden prices started to change. They started getting a little bit more money. And as this article goes on and says, the Venezuelan government under Hugo Chavez, and this is under Hugo Chavez, around the 2000s, says, by Hugo Chavez, established a populist social welfare policy that initially boosted the Venezuelan economy and increased social spending temporarily. This is the key thing. And then it reducing economic inequality and poverty in the early years of the regime. So everybody liked that. Wow, we got money and it's all coming for free. Isn't that what's happening right now in California? You have a whole population of people coming in where everything's free. And you have a whole population of people leaving that established everything in California based upon a free market economy. Get it? Socialism is making a transition now in California like it did here in Venezuela. And what do we have? We have a dictator in charge. We've had two dictators now. Brought to you by a monoparty system. I see the consistency here. Yes. They're trying to replicate Venezuela here in California, like they did with Hugo Chavez in the early 2000s. It says, however, such populist policies later became inadequate, causing the nation's collapse as their excesses, including a uniquely extreme fossil fuel subsidy, are widely blamed for destabilizing the nation's economy. Destabilization led the economy to a crisis in Bolivia and Venezuela, resulting in hyperinflation and economic depression, shortage of basic goods. And look where we're at today. Drastic increases in unemployment led to poverty, disease, child mortality, malnutrition, and crime. These factors have precipitated the Venezuelan migrant crisis, which today, where more than 3 million people have fled the country, many coming here. Now, this was something that was being predicted at the time, and I go back to Joel Kotkin, who was predicting these things happening based upon 1990 numbers, about 1990 to 96 numbers. He was seeing these kind of things, and he was making these predictions. I can remember it vividly. We had him speak at one of our conferences. The destabilized economy led to the crisis in the Bolivarian Venezuela. That was a big thing. Now listen to this. Listen, California. These factors have precipitated the Venezuelan migrant crisis. Okay, by 2017, Venezuela was declared to be in default regarding debt payments by credit rating agencies. California, here I come. In 2018, the country's economic policies led to extreme hyperinflation with estimates expecting an inflation rate of 1 million percent by the end of the year. Venezuela is a clear charter member of the UN, OSS, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so you see what's happened here. They went into the socialist thing. Everybody got, when times were good for oil, everybody got taken care of by the state. They weren't out doing free market capitalism. So in other words, when the oil prices went down and plummeted, what did they need to do? They needed a fallback. It can't be just all oil. Maybe it was exporting coffee beans. Maybe it was developing, you know, some great chemical. Maybe it was developing some, I'm not talking about cocaine, by the way. Where did the free market go, I guess is the question. Because, you know, even when you have extremist socialism, Nazism, and communism, and the population is being suppressed, you'll always have the black market. You'll have the black market, which is a free market type of economy, believe it or not. You'll always have that. Even in East Germany, during the time of the Soviet occupation after World War II, you had the black marketeers. Okay, so where did the black market, where did that free market economy go? It went to drugs. And it went to the trafficking in human flesh and slavery, which is what you have today. What we're seeing today is free market coming across our border. What's that free market? Human capital, human beings. So the key thing here, obviously, is if you have a dictator in charge, he's got all the purse strings. And what did he do, by the way, to do this? What's the first thing that Hugo Chavez and Maduro today have done? Well, they made everybody a general. I mean, really, to keep the this is the place where you have to keep the military under control, because the military is going to have your back, right? So what they did is they made everybody a general. There's generals everywhere. Everybody's got rank. And when they have rank, they got wealth. So who's the ruling class? Just like the caudillos, military strongmen, that's what they are. Caudillos, C-A-U-D-I-L-L-O-S. They fell back on the caudillos. a leader wielding military and political power. There is no precise definition, which is often used interchangeably with dictator and strongman. But, you know, the Caudillos, they were leading in a big part of what happened when there was the revolution to become independent. And now you have the same thing going on. I mean, what Hugo Chavez did was a legacy issue. They learned early when they became a new country, when they declared independence in 1821 to 30. They started the revolution in 1811, which I find fascinating. It's the same time that that revolution was going on against Mexico. Obviously, there must have been some strategery going on there between what was happening in Mexico to the Mexican Revolution to also what was going on in the Venezuelan Revolution. So you got to understand what's going on, New World versus Old World. Because who were they fighting against? De España. Both Mexico and Venezuela. Get it? That's who they were fighting against. It was the English for the United States and America and the colonies. They were the colonists. And the Spanish in South America and Central America mostly. They were the colonists. Oh, the United States of America, oh, we're a colonialist society, right? Yes, the Philippines, if we are. Even ask Cuba. Now I said, oh, economically, we rape them, I know. Yeah, right. We hear that sort of thing all the time. And Hugo Chavez wasn't doing that to his people? And I mean, what about that? And Maduro today? Exploiting his own people by keeping them in check with the Caudillos, right? The strongmen. So that's what they're trying to break through right now with Guaido. The president has come in and supported Guaido to come in and transition away from Maduro, who's a legacy issue of Chavez. And who supports them? The Caudillos. They don't have an economy per se. And what do we have going on there? Just like California, it's the same setup. Here's their problem in California. They don't have the Caudillos because they don't have a military. Well, they've got the California military. I don't know if you've ever heard of that little group. Yeah, we have a National Guard and California military. Caudillos, anyone? In California? They're following a similar model here in California. It's not working because there is, guess what, in California, there is a free market economy still. Some people say, what's a black market? No, there's no black market. Well, there's black market going on, sure. The cash market and all that good stuff. Listen, by the way, when black market hits, I mean, you have to have a currency in black market. By the way, you do. And, of course, what we see in the currency, the black market, with the slave trading that's going on right now, these, you know, caravans, are people, children. They have value. You know, back in the day, in when the Soviet Union was, didn't conquer, but they were occupying East Germany after World War II. Now, why would they do that? Because, you know, gee, the Germans just killed about 50 million Russians. I don't know why they might want to occupy that area so they wouldn't have a war again. You think about it. But they had to have a currency there, too. You know what the currency was? Cigarettes. That was cash currency. That was as good as cash. Lucky Strikes, Camels, American Cigarettes. That was the currency of the day. I'll never forget, I was up to a gyro place in East Berlin, right by the train station there. And a guy walked up and ordered like five gyros, Greek gyros from this cart. Guy produced the Greek, the gyros. And it guy says that gives him what? Two packs of Lucky Strikes. That's how he paid, and then walks off. What do we have at the border today? Two children, two little girls crying for their mother, who abandoned them at the border. And who's behind all this? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.